It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Genesis, and we're going to read today Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to read down through the 8th verse. So Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I'm glad that you had a minute today to join us, and hopefully you can even sit down and enjoy the study with us today. If you're traveling, that's just fine. Please just listen. But if you can, I hope that you have your Bibles in front of you, that you can look at these verses of Scripture at the same time that we're opening them up. Wonderful to read and to study God's Word. Now we begin at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and to the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sychar, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he moved from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. Let's begin with prayer after we've read God's precious word. Father, thank you that you've given us this opportunity to fellowship together and to pour over your word. So, Father, please, that you will bless us and guide us and lead us as we enjoy this study today. It's so important, Father, that we know your way and will for our lives. It's so important, Lord, that we know that the only way we can know your way and will for our lives is if we spend time with you. And that is in your word, Lord. Searching your word, enjoying it, studying it. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us as we study through this precious book, your book. Father, please, have folks not to be so excited about trying to change translations because it's easier to read or something like that. At least that's the excuse they give. Father, please, that you show them your word. I thank you that you have given me the King James, and I thank you that you have led me to stay with the King James. And please, Lord, you continue to excite my heart with your word. Teach it to me today, Lord, and to all that are listening. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at the Word of God. It's wonderful to have this study, especially we're looking around Abraham now, or Abram, and it's just so much fun to open God's Word. We had quite a study last time when we were together, and we looked at Terah, Abram's father, and how that they had come out of the land and left Ur of Chaldees, headed north. They got up to Haran. When they got to Haran, why they were stopped there. And they were there for 6 years, as we said last time we were together. And in that 6 years, why many things had to take place in Abram's life, but one is recorded here, and that is the death of his father. The old man, his dad, the old man needed to die before Abram could go on. And you see, that's the same thing that needs to go on in our life, because whenever we sit down and realize and recognize that When we get saved, it's wonderful. When Jesus Christ comes into our heart, we're born again. We're made new. But we still have the old flesh. And in order for us to go on to the victory, we must die to the flesh. And that's what had to happen here with Abram. And it was a sad thing because, you see, it's always better that we do it quickly, that we do it soon, not that we wait any longer. Abram lost 6 years. How many years have I lost? How many years have you lost in service and in power and in leadership from the Lord because we refuse to die to self? And we have a wonderful example here in this book and in this part of the scripture right here. We need to be reminded of a couple things, and that is that Terah was the problem, the old man. Terah means delay. Haran means fruitless. And so you see, Abram, even though he was obedient to leave Ur of Chaldees, took so much of the world with him that God had to stop him and say, all right, I've given you directions. Get thee, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house. That was the direction. Unto a land that I will show thee. That was the first verse of chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram. It doesn't say, now the Lord said, as if he's saying it again. Because, you see, we seem like we're kind of dealing with Terah up above. But in reality, we're really dealing with Abram. Abram brought his elderly father, his dad, with him. When he died, he was 205 years old. He brought his dad with him, and he brought Lot with him. He brought Sarai with him, and he brought some of the goods of the land with him. And then they gathered more as they were in Haran. But Terah needed to die. Our life, much of our life, we are stuck in Haran. We have no fruit. It is a place of delay. It's not a place that we should be staying all of our lives. But it is a place that there is no fruit. And I hope that's not your life. I hope that you're not 30 or 40 or 50 or 70 or 80 years old and look back and decide that you have had no life. You've really done nothing for the Lord. And I have no power. I have no direction. I have no leadership. You just feel like you've produced no fruit. Well, look at your old self, because I would say you need to get rid of the old man. He had to bury his dad in this foreign land. It would have been much easier to leave him at home. Instead of that, he had to bury him in this foreign land and then go on. That's what you need to do. You need to bury the old man and begin that walk today. The problem is, we still have the flesh. So the next step is a step of separation. It's not just one step. It is one step after another, after another, after another, until our life is over, until we die. That's how many steps we're going to take. We're going to just continue to take this step. And this step is something that I'm going to give a strange name to, because it's a step that it's something that has to die, or it's a funeral. Because that's what happens to things that we love to possess things. And so in our life, as we walk closer to the Lord Jesus so he can use us, he has to get rid of so many things in our life. In order for us to get rid of them, we are literally putting them to death. And we need to have a funeral for them. We need to put it to an end. You know, when you have a funeral today, it's when an individual that you know and love has died. There's a period of time of mourning. And then when you come to the day of the funeral, and you, if the casket is open and you look at that one that you have known so long and loved so much, and they're dead. they have died. Their physical life here upon earth as we know it is over. And as you look at that lifeless body, and then they close the casket, and you go out to the cemetery, and they have prepared the place to place the casket and to bury the body. And then we watch that casket be lowered down into the ground and the dirt placed on top of it. We kind of come home and we realize that it is over. It's finished. Well, we need to do the same thing with a lot of the things in our life. A lot of the sin in our life we need to put to death, and we need to bury it, and we need to put an end to it. And if we would do that, then we would find that we would begin this wonderful, victorious life as we walk in the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to die to self. Paul said he must die daily. That's how much Paul was told. We must die daily. So you see, it's not just one funeral, not just one death. It's just not one burial, but it's many. There'll be something every day that we need to put aside, put to death, in order for us to grow and continue to be in service unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So be prepared for that. Mortify is another word that you might have heard before. We need to daily mortify. The mortification of the old man, of the flesh and of the world, that's what we need to do in our lives to get ourselves set up on the service of the Lord Jesus. We all need this. Today it is really lacking. You, on occasion, not often, but on occasion, you'll hear the gospel presented. And you'll say, if you just repeat these words, then you'll be saved, and then that's it. And you can continue to go to all the places where you have always went. You can continue to curse and to drink and to smoke and all those things. Well, I'm a Christian because I have joined this church. I have said the right words and I've been baptized and I've joined this church. That's all I need to do. Well, that is totally contrary to the Word of God. And a lot of people that have problems with eternal security, once saved, always saved, do not realize and do not understand themselves what happens when a person is born again. When a person is born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live within them, and they begin to grow. Now, we'll come to a place where we'll say, nope, I'm not willing to get rid of this yet. Nope, I'm not going to. That's kind of what happened to Abram. When Abram was told to get out of the land, he left, but he took his father with him, and he shouldn't have done that. And the Lord let him go so far, and then he said, that's it, no more. And we have 6 years of time that of no fruit is produced, a time of being barren, nothing. That hopefully does not happen in our lives, but we know that it does. How do we avoid wasting so many years of our life? You need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you need to clearly and ask Him, Lord, what is it of my life that you don't like? What is it that I need to take care of? I would say if you have to ask that question, you probably are not a child of God. Because God has shown you time after time after time what you need to do in order to have this victorious, successful, fruitful life. So if you have to ask, I'm going to ask you to get down on your knees and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to truly save you. I don't care what you've said in the past. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care how many churches you've belonged to, how faithful to the church you are, how many times you've been baptized. You need Jesus Christ. So please ask Him to come into your heart and to save you. And then this walk begins of a daily dying. Put to death the old flesh, day after day after day, and listen to the sweet voice of God, the Spirit of God, as He speaks to us and directs us through His Word. This need is a great need today. We find today that our homes and our churches, and especially our churches, are neglecting this cleansing walk that needs to be taking place. We have removed the convicting spirit of God from our churches, and we have replaced it with loud music, with literally rock and roll, stuff that you wouldn't, as a child, if you're old enough, wouldn't even went into a tavern to listen to, and now we call it good music in our churches. No, it's not. God hates it. We need to get it out. Says, well, it brings in so many people. It can bring in all kinds of people. But it's not bringing them to Christ. It's not bringing them to the Lord Jesus. Maybe they're saying the words and all that, but their lives aren't changing, and they'll never change when they listen to that garbage. I get brochures in the mail all the time here at the church, and I'm always so thankful because there's a file 13 at the post office, and when I pick up the mail, I don't even bring it back to the church. I don't want that filth in this church. I throw it away in the trash can before I ever leave the post office. It goes right there. I'll look at it, and you look at that, and is it some Christian, several Christian groups? Maybe it's a conference that's going to go on for the youth. And I look at the pictures of those people, and I'll tell you what, you could find that any rock concert you want to go to. And if that's the kind of testimony they have, I don't want it, and I throw it away. I don't open it. I don't want to read it. You're saying, Larry, you don't give them a chance. You're right. I'm not going to give them a chance to get into my life or into the lives of the children of this church. We're here to study the Word of God. We're here to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way that's going to happen is as we as adults and as the children grow into being adults, learn that you must put to death the old flesh and begin to walk with Jesus Christ. To look at these verses of Scripture, we once again have Tira. Tira means delay. Haran means fruitless, no fruit. Have several things in Abram's life that's going to happen. I'm just going to touch on a couple of the main ones. There's going to be a time here before too long that Lot and Abram are going to have to be separated. So you see, first of all, the old man dies. We know that he brought Lot with him, because we have those words. We've just read them. Let me read them again now. We're going to start with verse 1, chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. It's so sad that right then and there Abram didn't recognize that Lot needed to stay there too. Say, Lot, you go on back home. I shouldn't have brought Dad up here, and I surely shouldn't have brought you along. Now you go on back home. But he didn't. He took him along. Well, there's going to be a time that he's going to be separated from Lot. And it's not going to be until there's a little fuss, and then it's going to be taken care of. We have a beautiful time. This is all things that we could call funerals or times of death. For him to have to separate from Lot was one. Another one, when he goes back after Lot had gotten captured. And we'll go through all that when we get that far. And they came back and says, here, Abram, we appreciate you coming and rescuing not only Lot, but us too. And it was of the families and the kings of Sodom. And Abram was strong enough at the time that he says, no, the Lord has made me rich. And he refused to take the spoils of the land. Now, we need to learn that the Lord is who needs to make us rich, and not necessarily in material gain, but in spiritual strength and power and wisdom that he gives us. It's so wonderful. And he will strengthen us, but we don't have to make all these dollars of the world. We don't have to work so hard to fill our bank accounts, because that maybe will be one thing that has to be put to death. You need to have a funeral for. He also came to a time he had to sacrifice his own son. Now, if you know the story, you know that he didn't come to the very final blow of doing that to Isaac. But he had to come to the point that he would do that, would listen to the Lord. And you know, when you come to a place in your life where you have died to flesh so much that you will follow the Lord more than any family member, and especially the promised son, and that's what Isaac was. And Abraham had gotten to that place. He had died to self enough that he would listen to whatever the Lord commanded him. Oh, that our lives would be the same. The record here, as we look through these verses of Scripture, and while we're still on kind of this subject, then we're going to back up and talk about the blessing and the cursing and things like that that's in the next couple of verses. But as we look at the Scripture here, Abraham passed through the land into a place of Sichem, you might have, S-I-C-H-E-M. And if you'll look to the little note, you'll find that that may be Sychar, and that may be what you'll have there. And then unto the plain of Moreh, M-O-R-E-H. And the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and he appeared unto him. He removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Sychar is a place of strength. Moreh is a place of instruction. And Bethel means the house of God. Look at the wonderful victories that we find once he got rid of Terah and moved on to the promised land. What do you need to put to death today that you can have the victory? Let's look now. And again, I've read this several times, but I can't read it enough times. I enjoy it every time I read it. We'll begin with the first verse. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I'll show thee. The Lord led him all the way. That's the reason he could easily stop him in Haran, because you're not coming any further until we get some victories, till the old flesh dies, the old man dies. I hope you're not stuck there. If you are, you can move on. You can move on right now. If you'll get on your face and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you and set you free and set you on the way of victory. I will make thee a great nation. What a promise. Abram didn't even have any children. Had no children at this time. He had Lot, that was a nephew, but he had no children. And through Abram, he was given a promise that I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Listen to those words. What a promise that God is making unto Abraham. And I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Listen to that. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. What a promise. What do those words mean? Those words mean that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming through Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob is the father of the sons, the 12 sons, which become the 12 tribes. Jacob's name is changed to Israel. Abram is the father of all this work, and this work comes all the way to the Lord Jesus. That's the reason that God, through his word, picked this one man. This one man that turned into a nation. I will make thee a great nation. The nation of Israel. Many lands, many countries, many kings have tried to put an end to the nation of Israel. No one has been able to, nor will they ever be able to. They have tried, they have done everything they can do to destroy Israel. But you see, it can't be done. God's promise is, I will make thee a great nation. The fulfillment of this will be during the millennial reign. That's when it'll be fulfilled. It come to truth some 400 years from this time when Moses led 2.5 million plus out of Egypt, going to the very land that Abram is finding here as he passes through Sychar into the land of Canaan. He arrives in Canaan, this very land that he promises that, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. That's verse 7. What a promise. I will bless thee. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, anyone that has come by faith to Jesus Christ understands the blessing that was coming. Please, that you understand. It's so important today that you don't miss coming by faith to Jesus Christ. Look to the Word of God. This part of the Scripture, I love this part of the Scripture. As we look at Abram stepping out by faith as a child of God, by faith, and he begins this walk through his life to the promised land, the land of Canaan. And look at the promises that have been given him. A great nation. I will bless thee. Thy name great. Make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing to others. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. So it's not only one side, it's two-sided. Those that stand by you, and he's talking about the nation of Israel. Those that stand by the nation of Israel, I will bless. But those that stand against you, against the nation of Israel, I will curse them. If you look at the lands and look at the people that has chosen to stand with the nation of Israel today, you can see they are being blessed. And this land that we live in, if we stop standing on the side of Israel and go against them, it will be the end of this land. The only reason this land is as fruitful and of plenty that it is, only because we have stood with the nation of Israel. And we must continue to do that. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And you can see that in the nations that went against the nation of Israel. They have known nothing but bloodshed and hatred all of their life because they have stood against this promise, against the family of Abram, the nation of Israel. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And again, that's speaking clearly about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. What a beautiful scripture. We're going to begin there next time we come together. It's so exciting to study God's Word. I hope that you have enjoyed it today, and I hope that you will give much thought to your spiritual condition. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you come by faith to Jesus? Please come today. Please come. As you look at your life, do you need to put some things to death? You've come by faith, but you still got an awful lot of the world inside you. You need to die daily to those things. As I always finish, I'm going to ask you a question. What are you going to do about Jesus?